This has been recorded and copyrighted by Creative Power Discovered, LLC. To find out more about my other programs and products, please go to my website, www.rosemarieswanson.com. Thank you.
So just allow yourself to sink down into your hearts, allowing the physical heart to soften and open. We're going to be working with the first ray, the will of God, and El Moray, Archangel Michael in faith, and the Elohim, Hercules, and Amazona, the energies are omnipotence, protection, faith, the will of God through the power of the Father. The theme we've been asked to work on today is obedience. That could mean submission, of bending to the authority, surrender, humility, agreeability, discipline, trainability, or teachability. We're going to be working with all of these different aspects of the theme of obedience. And I'd like to read you a quote from the book, The Magic Presence, that will allow you to understand a greater meaning of why this is so important. When one disciplines his outer faculties and make them obedient to his conscious command of perfection, he is then able to let this tremendous power flow through him unobstructed and to use it constructively. So what we're wanting to do is to move in and through the aligning of our lower physical self, our lower will, with our soul and our higher will. And through the discipline of that blending, allow our humanness to be guided by the soul, opening up our own purpose on a spiritual level, bringing it in to this dimension, so that our life will be lifted and our frequencies increased. If it's important to experience an image, imagine your soul sitting 8 to 10 feet above your physical body. Ball of energy, pulsating. And take a moment and breathe into your heart, connecting to the love that resides there. And then dropping a beautiful white cord of light from the heart down into the earth, into the crystalline heart of Gaia. And actually allow yourself to feel and experience that connection. It's almost a clicking opening. And as you, even if all you do is imagine that connection, imagine allowing Gaia's love for you to flow up through that white cord of light. Allowing yourself to receive Gaia's love for you. Allowing yourself to experience it. Allowing it to fulfill you. And imagining from your heart another white cord of light going upward with the intention connect it to the energies of your soul. Gradually asking and allowing yourself to become aware of your soul and experience it. What does it feel like to you? Does it have a specific feeling to you? Is there a particular sound that you hear when connecting to your soul? Does it have a specific color attached to it? Does it have a specific frequency of energy attached to it? As you allow yourself to become more comfortable with the soul, we're going to call forth the first ray, the blue sapphire, will of God. Coming in through the crown, clearing and balancing the crown, the intention that it's clearing any obstacle that might inhibit you from completely unifying and merging with your soul. So we ask that this blue sapphire light cleave through all non-beneficial genetic karma from your ancestors. Just allow whatever that looks like or feels like to you to take place. There may be specific visions or scenes or stories that come up. Just allow them to flow away. And as you're cleared, you feel an anchoring in of your soul becoming stronger and stronger. As there is now a fraying away of all supporting bonds that keep you from your desire to be obedient to your own truth, to your higher truth, to your higher light, to your higher divine guidance. Feel feeling all of it drifting away, being washed away. As you feel a deepening in, of your soul beginning to merge with you now. Just take a deep breath and allow it to continue. As the fractures that were there begins to release now. And the wounding and the samskaras begin to heal. And that a wholeness begins to take place. We ask that this anchoring and blending and unification between the lower will and the upper will, between the physicalness and the soul, be done on a very conscious level so that you may consciously be aware of this holy union within you now. Just take a couple of deep breaths. As you begin to breathe in this new way of beingness, conscious awareness of your soul being part of you now. Being one with you now. We know now that this bond, this unification, this blending, this merging, this becoming one releases all fracturing of what once was. As you stand in union with your own tree of life, your truth, your light, your love, with your next breath, giving thanks to El Mulray and his blue sapphire ray, the will of God, Archangel Michael and Faith, and in the Elohims, Kirkland and Amazona, and all the other beings of light that have been here with us today, assisting us in creating this conscious union. And as you're ready, you can gently begin to bring all of these awarenesses back with you now.